Questions and Answers on the Bible. Chapter 19. Watchmen Who See Alike. We cannot all see alike, are the words with which very many people invariably excuse themselves from accepting some truth that is presented to them from the Word of God. They seem to think that if two persons should see exactly alike, that would mean the utter destruction of the individuality of one of them. It is supposed that on account of our different temperament and training, all things must of necessity appear differently to each person. If this were true, what would it indicate? Take, for example, a light at a distance from a group of people. One says it is a white light, another calls it red, a third stoutly affirms that it is green, while a fourth declares that it is blue. Now it is certain that one light cannot be four different colors at the same time. It seems evident, too, that these four people cannot see alike, and therefore it is very plain that at least three of them have defective eyesight. The fact that they cannot all see alike is not something to be proud of, but the contrary. If they all had good, true eyes, the light would present the same appearance to each of them. Suppose these four men are engine drivers, then the case is of a very serious nature. That light is a signal, and has a definite meaning, and hundreds of lives are dependent on the engine driver's ability to see it just as it is. Every applicant for the position of driver upon a railway engine is tested as to his ability to distinguish between different colors. The railway company expects that all drivers shall see exactly alike, and they secure their object. With them it is no theory, no fad, but a matter of practical business. And they demonstrate that it is possible for thousands of men to see alike, and to read signals and understand them in just the same way. A man who would think to excuse his failure to read any given signal correctly, by saying, "We cannot all see alike," would instantly find himself out of employment if he did not suffer some worse punishment. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, "Whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your hearts. Your word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path." This word is unchangeable. The light is always the same. It never flickers nor burns dim. If it has a different appearance to different people, we may be sure that it is because they have poor eyes, and that they need the services of a physician. So the Lord says to all such blind and partially blind people, "I counsel you to anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see." Christ is sent to give recovering of sight to the blind, so that all may see the same thing in the same way. And he declares that this will be the case with all his people, all of whom are commanded to watch before he appears. "Your watchmen shall lift up the voice. With the voice together shall they sing, for they shall see eye to eye, when the Lord shall bring again Zion." It is apparent to all that it would be a serious matter if an engine driver or a ship's pilot could not see a light just as it is, and if all could not see it alike. But how much more necessary it is for God's people, who are to warn the world of the Lord's coming, to see exactly alike. If they could not, they could not all be sure that he is really the Lord when he appears. But this difficulty will not exist, for all will see alike. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Nor is there any chance for the objection that while all may have good eyesight, all cannot have the same point of view, and that so the same thing may present a different appearance to different persons. The Hebrew of the verse which reads, "The watchman shall see eye to eye," is literally, "Your watchman shall see eye in eye." All will have exactly the same point of view, and all will see the same as if all had but one eye. We have one God, one Lord Jesus Christ, one truth, one faith, one hope, and all are unchanging, and God gives us all a single eye, that we may all see alike. It is true that two persons who meet may not have seen the same thing, but if both have the eyes of their understanding enlightened by the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, each one will see everything that the other really sees, as soon as it is pointed out to him. Let us then give diligence to get good sight, and no more complacently boast of our blindness.